today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. We are with you with another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Again, on an special occasion, that is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas, peace be upon him.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Today, Monday, is the 4th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of the month of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Congratulations to Shia brothers and sisters on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas. Who was Abbas, whose birth anniversary is being celebrated this day? To the Muslims, Abbas is known in different ways, as the Lion of Ali, the Hero of Karbala, the flag bearer of Hussein, the beloved brother of Zainab, and the loving uncle of Sakina, peace be upon them all. The devotion of Abbas to Hussein was not just on the physical level, it was based on the spiritual level. It is reflected in his statement to Shimr ibn Dhul-Joshan, "May God curse you and your amnesty. You give assurance of protection to us, but the son of the Prophet's daughter has no amnesty." Abbas ibn Ali's message to us is quite clear. We have to strengthen the ties of brotherhood with fellow Muslims, irrespective of their race, color, language, or geographical location. All of us are brethren in faith. All other relationships must be synchronized with that. We should be able to feel the pain of one another. As the Prophet Muhammad once said, Muslims are like one body. When one limb is injured, the hurt is felt by the entire body. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas. Congratulations to all of you.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the graceful birth of Al-Abbas ibn Ali. As we know, Imam Ali alayhi salam had several sons, from several wives he married after the martyrdom of Hazrat Zahra salam alayha. One of outstanding sons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, with the exception of the two infallible sons, Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, is his son Al-Abbas ibn Ali. Al-Abbas ibn Ali has received the patronymic, that is Konya, Abul Fadl or Abul Fazrael or Abu Fazrael. I mean, the owner of virtues or the holder of virtues. In this regard, it must be indicated that it's indicated that in the Hashemites, I mean, in the Hashemite dynasty, it was a practice. It was, clan practice that whoever had a son named Al-Abbas or Abbas gave his son, I mean, who was named Al-Abbas, the kunya patronymic Abu al-Fazl. And it was a common practice, I mean, in the Hashemite dynasty. Another indication or another interpretation is that those people who've been regarded as Abu al-Fazl or Abu al-Fazrael, it was because when they were still quite young and yet a child, they showed some signs of, I mean, virtues and profound understanding and deep appreciation. Because of this, they were called Abu al-Fazl or Abu al-Fazl. And Fadl in Arabic, Fazl in Arabic means virtue or a sublime personality trait or characteristic. It was also practiced among Arabs and particularly among Muslims that they received such designations or, I mean, descriptive words or descriptive titles because of the sublime and outstanding virtues. Because of this, it's indicated that once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam encountered someone, I mean, who had the patronymic, I mean, kunya Abu al-Hakam, I mean, the owner or issuer of judgments. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated to that person that, I mean, the Hakam or the ultimate judge is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what was the reason behind calling him, I mean, that person, Abu al-Hakam, I mean, the owner of sound judgments? Then that person indicated that since because he was a sound judge and reliable judge and a person reliable in terms of judging whenever any misunderstanding or controversy occurred in his clan. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised his job of, for example, settling quarrels and so on, and never said anything. And by doing so, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that ascribing such designations to such people is without any problem.
شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك
The desire of Imam Ali that this son whom he named Abbas, meaning a dauntless lion, would accomplish the same deeds of valor and who would follow his teachings without fearing of life and death. It was also his wish that Abbas would be a constant companion of Imam al-Hussein and be his standard bearer at Karbala. Imam Ali, who himself was known as the Lion of Allah and the gateway of knowledge, brought up Hazrat Abbas and ably guided him till he was 14 years old. The next 10 years were spent under the careful eye of Imam al-Hussein and last 10 years with Imam Hussein. Thus, it was not surprising that Hazrat Abbas acquired near perfection in so many spheres of life. His gallantry, boldness, courageous outlook, and the art of combat and soldiery were inherited from Hazrat Ali, and this he proved very well in the battles of Jamal, Siffin, and Nahrawan. Imam Hassan taught him patience and tolerance. His lion-hearted loyalty and self-sacrificing nature were the result of his association with Imam al-Hussein and Sayyida Zainab. Physically, mentally, morally, and spiritually, he was fully developed, besides being an accomplished scholar. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to this episode of today's special on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all of you. Pilgrimage to his mausoleum. It is more than 1400 years since tragedy occurred at Karbala, and still tens of thousands of pilgrims keep going there year after year from all parts of the Muslim world to pay their respects to the gallant Abul Fazl Abbas, moon of the Hashemites, at his magnificent mausoleum. They offer salutations and pray to Allah for their needs, seeking His intercession, for this is a place where so many vows have been fulfilled and where so many miracles have taken place. Many a devotee has willed that he be buried in his holy place, and so often one sees the sight of a coffin being carried a few times around the tomb of Hazrat Abbas and taken to the allotted place of burial in Karbala at this wonderful shrine. The Holy Quran says, "And if you are slain in the way of Allah or you die, certainly forgiveness from Allah and mercy is better than one day a mass." Chapter 3, verse 157 of the Holy Quran.
The reason why we celebrate the birth of any of the Ma'sumin or any other great person is because of that great person being a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, and we need to appreciate that blessing on that day. It's a day where God has blessed us.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember, every bar, every bar.
One characteristic that Abul Fadl al-Abbas had was insight. Abul Fadl al-Abbas, salamullahi alayhi, coming with Abu Abdullah al-Hussein to Karbala didn't just happen. He wasn't forced. In Medina, there was a lot of opposition to the decision of the Imam, not by others, by the very family members of Imam al-Hussein. The husband of Zainab, salamullahi alayha, Abdullah bin Ja'far al-Tayyar, he was opposed to this decision. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya, the other brother of Imam al-Hussein, was opposed to this decision, and he didn't come. And there were other family members as well that didn't come. They didn't show up. They didn't agree with the Imam. They thought the Imam was making a big mistake. And the second point about Abul Fadl al-Abbas is his loyalty. His loyalty to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Because when you understand, one thing is to understand what's right to do. Abul Fadl al-Abbas did that.
Allah ma'ana, tasma'una wa tarana. Allah, Allah, inna, narujuka al-wufrana.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We ask you to keep us in your prayer during this auspicious day. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas, peace be upon him, and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. لا
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي